You might not picture our founding fathers wearing brooches or other jewelry. However, this lady says it's just one of the interesting pieces of history she's uncovered in her role as curator of a unique museum. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. Quality parts shipped directly to farms since 1977. Call Shoup at 844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com.
Quality products stand the test of time. Shoup Manufacturing has been providing replacement ag parts for the better part of 40 years, many of which we make ourselves. If you're looking for quality parts at a fair price, sold by someone who understands the machinery you rely on, call us at 1-844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup, keeping farms running since 1977.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Most people have no idea what Leila's Hair Museum is really all about. It preserves a once commonplace art form in which family members used relatives' hair to create intricate flowers and wreaths as a way to trace family lineage. Those hair wreaths can encompass some very large family trees.
Well, I have one big one that has 150 names. It has a flower from each member, and there's a piece of tape with white ink that corresponds to the name.
Creating such family heirlooms was once quite common, and it was an art form found in many countries around the world.
I have more probably from Germany than any other. In Sweden today, they still do it and pass it down from mother to daughter. They also teach it in the sixth grade over there.
Another technique was to pulverize hair into a paint used to decorate scenes adorning jewelry. Leila has many examples in her museum, often with very similar images.
It was usually a woman weeping at somebody's graveside. So when you go back to 1773, that was the Boston Tea Party. 1776, our country was put together. We had a war, and they were weeping at the graves of men that were lost in that war.
Other pieces placed hair of a loved one in a brooch or other jewelry.
I have pictures of men, women, and children wearing the hair jewelry. I have one picture of a man in a hair wreath, and he is wearing a brooch. Probably his wife passed away. He put her hair in there to keep it close to his heart.
We conclude our story next time as we travel the countryside in Independence, Missouri. I'm Andrew McRae.